Blog Talk Radio.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, mom.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood that saved
my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb. Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
Listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mrs. Billups. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good afternoon, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
So how have you been doing through this coronavirus?
Oh, my goodness. To God still be the glory, you know,
God
for the
still
things
be
that
glory.
He has done. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still in the land of the living because of his blood.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're still in the land of the living because of his blood. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
We're still living.
Yes.
So, that was your newest single, am I right?
Let me tell you, it reached the world by far. Thank God. It was more of a blessing than I even thought for that song. Thank you, God, for your blood. And probably, like you said, because of a time like this with this COVID in the land and all of these different viruses that are coming, but God continues to cover us under his blood.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So have you been able to do anything recently? I know with the COVID coronavirus, everything has been shut down for a while.
But
you doing things lately?
Yes. Things begin to open up for me. I got a call. We just got finished doing a New York City bike-a-thon. We performed for 3 hours out on the streets of Harlem for over 30,000 bikers that came through New York City. And it was a grand event. Now we're getting ready to head toward you're down in Miami for the Gospel Industry Network Conference. So God is still moving despite of.
Is there going to be singing there?
Oh, yeah. It's artists coming from everywhere, and it will be a midnight musical.
I wish I could get some tickets to come there.
Yeah. It's in Miami, Florida at the Doubletree Hilton.
All right. So you'll be singing?
Yes, yes. I'm in fact, I'm working on a new single right now. It hasn't been released, but I'm just excited about the new single. I don't care what it looks like. You will get through. That's the name of it. So just stay on the lookout. I'm working on it. What the devil meant for evil, God turned for my good.
Oh, all right. What the devil meant for evil, God turned for your good. That's wonderful.
That's it. That's the new song.
It's yes, that's inspirational.
Yes.
That's inspirational.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, basically, my questions would be, have you been coping besides this great event, inspirational great event that's coming up in Miami, Florida at the Doubletree Hilton?
Yes.
What else is going on? What else has been going on? Have you made any more songs?
That's the new one that's coming. I don't care what it looks like. That's the new single that will be coming out in the fall. And don't forget my Christmas single, and I think hopefully you have it, Let Us Adore Him.
Ma'am, I don't.
Oh, man, we got to get the Christmas single to you. Let Us Adore Him. That spins for the whole holiday season.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll get that to you after the show, definitely.
Okay. Have you been able to perform any concerts at all? Or have you just been?
Just the bike-a-thon, since things are opening up, on my way to Miami. And then the last week in July, don't forget, is the Gospel Music Workshop of America. That's happening in Atlanta. So I will be in Atlanta the last week performing at the Gospel Music Workshop of America.
All right. That's great. That's great. How's your son doing? Is he still writing?
Oh yes, this new song that I'm about to release is written by my son. I don't care what it looks like, you will get through. So be on the lookout. He did a great job. I'm excited about it. We're gonna go to church.
Okay, gonna go to church. Okay, so all right, Miss Angela, Mrs. Phillips. He wrote the song, your son. So how have you been doing through all this? I know, I hate to bring this in, with such an inspirational person to interview like you.
Hello?
I was asking, how are you taking the brutality and the murder by the police? I hate to bring this in, such an inspirational person to interview like you.
Right. It's okay. It's okay, because this is the natural side of things that are really, really happening. Like you said, the Bible says, if my people were called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then they will turn from their wicked ways. So let me tell you something. We need prayer in the land. Prayer is much needed in the land. And I think that with this brutality that's going on, we as the people of God should turn our faith to God. I think that we need to strip ourselves of some things that God wants us to put away and seek his face. You know, so that's my encouragement to people, even to all the believers. Let's look at our lives and let's strip ourselves from the things. We're not perfect. There's things in our lives I still believe God wants us to strip away from us. And sometimes maybe it could be too much TV. Sometimes it could be things slipping and dipping. We have to examine ourselves and try to strip ourselves and seek God's face in this time such as this, so he can help us with all that is going on naturally that we can't even control. Only God can help us.
Okay. Well, all right. So basically what basically is going on is that you believe the devil is busy.
That's what it is.
I'm not trying to lower your faith or dispute your faith, but don't you think that racism is real?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's how come I just came out of a class that talked about even gospel heritage. Way back, songs were originated because of slavery. Gospel music was originated really from the back in the day with slavery. The slaves used to sing hymns and pray to reach heaven so that they could be delivered. And that's where I think we need to go back to, because I'm not going to say it's worse as back then, but still, it still exists. And the only way that we could come out of this and seek deliverance is through God. We can't do it naturally, because our natural is foul. We need that upper heaven help.
Upper heaven help, okay.
Heaven, yeah. We need help from heaven. We can't do this of ourselves.
Did your song top the charts?
100, yep.
Is it top 100 in the gospel?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That is wonderful that it went to the top 100. That's good. How long did it stay at the top?
I would say a couple, at least a month.
Oh, wow.
A month. It was topped on the top 100 for Your Blood.
So are you with any record label?
No, I'm independently. I have my own record company with my son, who is the CEO. It's called Amazing Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So who all have you performed with for?
Oh, man, let me see. I definitely, I was birthed out of John P. Key with his VIP workshops and conventions. I performed with them for years. And then for I've done background for Donnie McClurkin, Marvin Winans. Oh, and I just came out right before the pandemic. I did background for Mariah Carey for her Christmas tour at the Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
Yes,
I know.
It's been a great journey.
How long have you been performing?
Oh,
singing
man.
Gospel.
You see, now you're trying to make me tell my age.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. But I'm going to say at least 10 years.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you basically got in it. So basically you got in it for what was your reason for getting involved?
Well, you grow up, even you look at Fantasia and Jennifer Hudson, everybody grows up in church. And then after you grow up in church and you get a certain age, you get feel like, where is my ministry or my music entertainment life? And God led me just to stay and inspire people all over the world through my ministry of music.
Oh, wow. Where all have you traveled to in the last, I guess you said, at least 10 years?
Oh, man, you really. I would say one of my biggest trips was Europe. I toured Italy, Switzerland, and France. I'm just getting ready to, I believe, and hopefully if everything works out, in August, I will be in London. I'm going to travel out there with Bishop Hezekiah Walker.
Okay. All right. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That really is.
Yeah. So I'm still going after the pandemic.
All right. So you're still going. All right. Okay. After the pandemic is up and over with. Well, I can't blame you for that. I can't blame you for touring.
Right,
so are you going to be anywhere in America?
Yeah, just trying to, like I said, going out to London will be a big trip for me.
Okay. All right, so so you saying it would be a big trip for you. I'm sorry if I seem a little not there today. I'm not in the best I can be this morning.
That's
but
okay.
So keep me in your prayers. So what's next for you? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
I'm going to retire out of the music business, music singing, and start supporting artists and people coming up in the industry. Yeah, I want to start supporting the ones that are really serious about this business. After I've been in this business, I pretty much know this business. Now I want to support others that are coming up in this business. I do still have my TV show that goes Walking in Victory with Angela Missy Billups. It airs every Thursday and Friday on the DWGN TV network. So I would like to keep my TV business going and support other artists.
Okay. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. That's beautiful that you want to hear. Since you have been at the top of the charts, top 100 in gospel music for a long while,
mm-hmm.
and you really consider a veteran now,
mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to someone that's up and coming in the gospel music industry and trying to make their way through? What would be some of the advice you would give them?
One of the things that I feel that is really important, gospel is a little different from R&B and other music. Gospel takes an anointing, and I say that the anointing is what makes the difference. You can have a great voice, but if your voice is not anointed, it doesn't attract like the other genres of music. Gospel is a special calling by Jesus Christ. So I feel like everybody tries to sing it, but you will notice that only a lot of the anointed get the breakthrough. So come, if you want to do gospel music, the first thing I really feel like is you need to know Jesus Christ. You need to have a root of him in you, understand the word of God, get yourself educated in the gospel. So when you sing the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have not only lived the gospel, but you know what you're singing about, and you've been through those trials of life. So that's what I would leave to all artists that are trying to do this gospel music that they call it. You know, it is not just a regular type of music. It is the gospel, and you have to know, because it's called the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right. So your belief is that you have to know the gospel. You have to know Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because
you know why?
The people that you could tell when they sing whether they know him or not.
Okay.
I watched Sunday Best.
Have you been nominated for any awards?
Oh, yeah. I just got for my Christmas, Let Us Adore Him. I just got it from the Rhythm of the Rhythm of Praise. I just won it. I just got my trophy in the mail, and I was so excited. So I got to make sure you get that for the Christmas season, Let Us Adore Him.
Yes, you got to make sure I get that. I like putting
the
autographs and ship to me, but I know that might not be possible. So so what's next? What's next for you? You have Miami, Florida. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Like I said, support promoting the single artists, people coming up.
Okay, how would you promote them? How would you support them? In what way?
I would put them, sign them to my label, and then work for them to get their music out there.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. That's
mm-hmm.
wonderful. That's a great thing to do. How would they get in touch with you if they want to sign to you? Like, how would they send the material to you?
You can send it to Emazin Entertainment, EMAZIN Entertainment, E-N-T-E-R. T-A-I-N-M-E-N-T Entertainment. AmazingEntertainment@gmail.com.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
all right, you heard
great.
That. You heard all. You heard all of that. You heard Miss Angela Bissett. Angela.
And just call me Missy. Just say Missy.
Missy. Just call
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
She's coming out with some new music, so check her out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to have her back on. This is her single.
Yeah.
Here that I'm going to play. Her son wrote it. She didn't tell me her son's name, but he did write.
Ernest.
So we're going to close out the show. Listen to Miss Angela, Mrs. Phillips, and Mr. Ernest, her son, who wrote it.
Thank you.
Keep
God
on
bless.
On the Quintina Show Talk.
Yes.
Angela Butler. Thank you, ma'am.
God bless.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, mom.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood
that saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb.
Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
Everyone, you just got to listen to Miss Angela, Mrs. Phillips, that her song, Mr. Ernest, her song that she was just singing. Her son, Mr. Ernest, wrote the song, and it's a beautiful song. Thank You for Your Love is another one. So Miss Angela, Mrs. Phillips has some beautiful music. So I encourage you to check it out. She didn't say where you could buy her music at. Wish she had it. That was a question I should have known to ask her. But I'm sure if you check out the usual sites such as Amazon and other places that you might be able to find her music. Maybe in some of the stores. But her name is Angela Mrs. Phillips. And she's an astounding singer. Beautiful love. Beautiful song. and Thank You for Your Blood. It's just a beautiful song. And the album, I believe, she has Missy Phillips has Chainbreaker. And I'm looking at her on, here on YouTube. She was at the top, this song's at the top 100 for a long period of time. So I encourage you to check out her music, buy her music, and support this artist. She's definitely anointed, as you could all listen and hear it. She's definitely anointed. So check her out and buy her music, support her. And she told you the name of her record label. So any of you, she told you how to contact her. So any of you that have aspiration of becoming a gospel artist, you know how to contact her. So have a blessed day. Happy 4th of July for those of you who celebrate July 4th. And those of you who don't, have a blessed day.